had it sitting on top. And he goes, what's that? And he looked at it, he goes, this is one of the best fake IDs I've ever seen. This is before fake IDs got really good, you know. I mean, this is back in like Vicon Village. On Ben's fake ID, he was Wayne Tree Rollins, by the way.
Yeah, Tree Rollins on my fake ID.
So I had my foolproof fake ID for one day.
Whoops.
He goes, man, we've got bigger fish to fry, but I'm just going to keep this for you.
Really?
I was so bitter.
By the way, we want...
It must not have been very good if... I mean, if he just looked at it immediately.
No, goes, well, what I did, it was sitting on top. It was sitting on top, and I saw it.
Still had the fake ID wrapper on it.
No, I actually kind of shuffled for my other driver's license because I didn't want to give him a fake ID. I thought that'd be more trouble.
Now, wait a second. I wanted to tell a fake ID story, but I was reminded of what Hammer was saying about looking older earlier. There's always a guy when you're growing up in junior high or something that has a full mustache, chest hair, and hits on your mom. Were you that guy?
Correct. No,
but you had those guys, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's nuts,
I just looked older, but talking about fake IDs, when I used to bartend, one of my favorite things to do was bust people with fake IDs.
Did you do a little victory dance?
Well, no, because we always had competition, how many you could get. And I went through the same thing every time, just lying. I'd say, are you sure this is you? Yeah, it's me. Are you sure it's you? Yeah, it's me. I said, well, tell you what, I'm going to call the police over here. And if this is you, then I apologize. But if it's not, you're going to go to jail. No, man, it's not me. And they reach for it back. I go, no, I'll be keeping this one.
Now, see, I've got a... Now, you might take...
And somewhere I've got a stack of them.
But you might... Bring them up. If I was drinking at your bar, you might have taken my ID because I didn't look the same or wasn't the same, because I've got a bet with my buddy to see who can get the tallest height put on their real driver's license.
So what is yours?
6'6".
You're 6'6"?
Yeah.
And you're what, normally 6'1"?
6'7".
Prove it. You know, I'm very glad that you never worked at a Chinese food restaurant in Lower Greenville, because that's where I drank my whole
that's
high
where
school.
You did all your drinking?
Yeah, it was a Chinese food restaurant. Nothing but Mai Tais.
That is great. 6'6".
If you're joining us, just tuning in, this is the regular fake ID talk that we do every day at this time. Also happening on this date, in 1994, the U.S. Figure Skating Association stripped Tanya Harding of the national championship and banned her for the organization for life from an attack on rival Nancy Elway Teeth Kerrigan. Was that a big day for you?
She was wrong.
Hammer?
Elway Teeth?
Doesn't she? Does she not have Elway Teeth?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's Mr. Ed.
And
she's
Tanya,
choppers.
You know who had
she
the...
Could eat, she could eat...
Mr. Ed.
She could eat corn on the cob through a picket fence.
You know who had some very large teeth, but wide teeth?
Pat Benatar. Pat Benatar did?
Pat Benatar.
You want to try and get her on tomorrow?
Sure.
It's interesting that she had John Elway teeth and Tanya Harding had breakfast food chest. So
what?
Go figure that. On this date in 2001.
Now, let me tell you one thing. The ticket, we had just come on the air when they had that Kerrigan deal and the Olympics were that year. And we thought it would be a good idea, and it was. But it was so radical back then that nobody could believe it. When Tanya Harding did her little presentation.
Right.
We carried that live on the air.
Are you serious?
Wow. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Nothing makes my wife more angry than to tell her she looks like
Tanya Harding.
Tanya Harding.
But we carried that. We carried that. Which at the time that was just like radical. Nobody could believe it. And
right.
You know, now it'd be nothing.
Now back it's a Silver Fox update.
Yeah, back in 94, it was a big deal. We carried that live.
Let me just guarantee the P1 that Ben's wife looks nothing like Tanya Harding.
And let me tell you, there is nothing more exciting than figure skating on the radio.
Now, figure skating in general is, I would almost rather watch.
It's my favorite sport.
I mean, because they're well-defined, there's a lot showing.
What are?
Kind of a,
what?
It's a talking sport.
You talking about the skates?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I'll go with that.
Hey, Mike.
Greetings. What's so well-defined?
Just
and what's showing? I haven't never seen anything showing.
The roles of the skaters. I always thought that Tanya Harding had it going on, man. It's well-defined.
What about the toes? Did you ever see those?
No. No, never did.
Now they're in the skates.
Brain toe.
How could you see the toes?
The second toe.
Some are.
Large bowl.
She had open-toed skates.
Huh.
She wore flip-flop skates.
Perhaps she had open-toed onesie.
Huh.
On this sports date in 1962, Los Angeles Dodger Sandy Koufax pitched his first no-hitter in a game with the Mets. And now with immediate talk, here's Rhines. Rhines, were you at that game?
No, I was not at that game.
Was that the first kosher no-hitter? Perhaps.
Let's hope so. Hi, you're on the Tom Show.
Moving on to birthdays, Michael Phelps turns 20 today.
Michael?
Olympic,
by the way.
Olympic man with bad
hair.
What
is that sample from? Is that from Rock the Cradle, the hand that rocked
that's
the cradle?
That's Good Times.
I don't, is it from the hand that rocked the cradle?
No, that's from Good Times.
Are you positive?
That's Esther Roll.
There's another really good one that sounds exactly like that from the hand that rocked the cradle.
Esther Roll is not
bringing
in that
it
movie.
In tomorrow.
Bring all right,
it
in. Bring it.
Bringing it.
Bring
it's
it.
Been brought in. What?
Turning 88 today, Lena Horne.
You sure?
Isn't she?
Oh, yeah. She's still alive.
Okay. You thought she was dead?
I thought it was possible.
I thought I just saw her on nicepiece.com recently. How could this be that you wouldn't be on top of this?
Well, sometimes when we get into that senior division on nicepiece.com, we're not real sure of who's dead and who's
sometimes
not.
Sometimes they'll highlight a corpse.
That's
what I'm telling you.
Parts of nicepiece are really hard to update.
We don't guarantee accuracy.
Turning 61 today.
We just
today.
Guarantee nice pieces.
And they are all nice pieces. And Lena Horne is a nice piece. Don't sell that short. Turning 61 today, Glenn Sherrock.
Mm-hmm.
Rhymes? Does it ring a bell?
Yes.
Who would that be?
That's the lead singer of the Little River Band.
So money. So money, man. Okay, let me see if I can tell. Well, you'll know
that's
this.
Idiocy.
You'll know this. Turning 50.
I'm not proud of this. I want you to know that.
Well, what about turning 54 today, Stanley Clark?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Duran.
Now,
I'm going to stay with that.
The great bass player.
the jazz great, Stanley Clark. Turning.
Return to Forever?
Return to Forever. Golly, you're getting into some Chick Corea territory here.
Well, you want the others?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, well, for the.
Wow. Was that a home run that Teixeira just hit?
Wow. Second of the day?
Wow.
For him?
It is now 12-3.
You're listening to live coverage of Rangers and Return to Forever talk.
For the, I guess, prime of their time together,
mm-hmm.
and some might dispute this, but for me anyway, it was Stanley Clark, Chick Corea, Al DiMeola, and Lenny White.
Wow, and Lenny White, of course, drummed on, wasn't he in Earth, Wind & Fire as well?
No, that
okay.
was
Screw me.
Fred.
Screw me.
And Maurice.
And was Jocko? Man. Jocko was never in.
Well, to
he was on Weather Report.
Well, he retires a Ranger.
Moving on, Giacomo. Moving on, turning 54 today, Tubby Smith.
Hey, Mike.
Kentucky.
He'll get you
yes,
some rings.
I'll never have a fro.
That's a good choice.
Acknowledge your early days, Rhines. Turning.
Well, I had one, Norm. You're none the worse for the wear.
Okay, here's one for you, Ryder. Turning 52 today, Hal Lindes, or Linz?
Wow. I don't know. Who's that?
It says Dire Straits.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. There's really only one guy that matters. That guy's brother as well.
Huh.
Turning 46 today, Vincent.
Well, John Ilsley. He was a big player in Dire Straits.
Is he still?
The bass player.
Yeah. Ben.
Sorry. It's underdeveloped.
Keep that to yourself. Turning 46 today, Vincent D'Onofrio.
Oh, he's a great actor.
He is.
Hey, Grego.
What's up, Norm?
Kenny Rogers is an increasingly unhappy man.
I know. We're going to get into that today, Norm.
Boy,
he played, Private Pile in...
that's right.
Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket.
And he also played...
Oh, yeah.
He also played the very muscled-up Thor in The Adventures in Babysitting.
I never saw that.
Yeah,
he's on Law and Order.
Yep.
Law and Order.
And he was also in Mystic Pizza.
He was the
like
guy. He was the guy Tim Robbins killed in The Player. It's been everywhere.
Yep. He
great.
Is such a diverse actor.
Adventures
he
in
is.
Babysitting with Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah. Elizabeth Shue.
Oh my God.
I've had to chase my pants down.
Yes. What? Okay.
Times.
What was the movie she was in with Woody Harrelson, where he frisked her?
Cheers.
Oh, baby.
That was
genius.
That.
Cheers.
Shining. Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
In Cocktail.
Yeah. Cocktail.
Right.
Turning 39 today, Mike Tyson.
Will he see 40?
No. Good question. You know, Danny was talking about how he thought he would commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anytime you see him lose. I've got him pegged for suicide, too, man. Something about him.
You're talking about this year?
Tyson, immediately, yes.
Are you proclaiming that now?
Yes, this year he will.
Here you go. Big Ben Rogers proclaiming Mike Tyson kills himself in the next 12 months. Turning 21 today, a huge day for Mike Reiner, Fantasia.
yes. No, not really.
Come on now.
No. That's been way overblown.
Did you vote for her?
I've never cast a vote.
I'd like to see that phone bill, sir. I think there's a lot of voting going on.
However, were I to have cast a vote, it would not have been for her.
Would it have been for that...
It would have been for LaToya.
Nice.
Who was so wronged by Idol.
I never saw it, but I agree with you 100%. It's because Fantasia's a bad name. Sporty Sports, turning 43
sports.
Today. Mitch Richmond.
Kansas State.
That's right. Great Kyle Berry.
Basketball player.
Now, I think this guy should be on the Spares, but I'm going to go with it. Turning 32 today, Chon Ho Park.
Hmm.
Why would you say he's a spare?
I'll scratch him off my list. Sorry, Ben. A guy who's not a spare and a guy who made the Rangers pay the other day, turning 33 today, Garrett Anderson.
Mm.
He's black.
He's a baseball player, man.
Celebrated with a home run earlier today.
That is correct. And also turning 54 today, a golfer man named Roger Maltby.
Maltby, golfer.
Golfer. And now with Spares.
He's a well-known golf commentator, isn't he?
On NBC.
And now with Spares, here's Ben. Cotton.
Bob's not here.
Bob's not here. Baseball player Ron Swoboda.
Oh, the 69 Mets.
Yes, Mets.
I had to look him up before I could for sure call him a spare because I knew he played on a good team. 242 lifetime average?
A little less than a spare, but
he was in the outfield.
He's in that gray area.
He was in the outfield with Cleon Jones and Tommy Agee.
Gordo loves
former
that
former Cowboy fullback.
Yeah. No.
What?
No, not Tommy Agee.
Stephanie Farwig, golfer, 46 years old.
Golfer.
Yes, Greg.
I'm going to go ahead and say lesbian. I think I got a good chance.
Well, I just saw her
on a limb there.
I just bumped into her the other day, and she was wearing coaching shorts. So I'm going to say yes.
Would you?
Coaching a small junior college volleyball team.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Norm.
The Japanese have a solution. The Japanese put a full-sized human dummy in the locker room.
Norm is becoming increasingly obtuse these days.
So
arbitrary.
Laughing is the absolute best. Hockey player Bert Robertson.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
I can do this all day.
Is that the impressive sitting monkey, or what is that called?
I don't know. I hate this.
Martial arts maneuver you're trying to pull.
Snake!
I don't know who Bert Robertson is. I've never seen a hockey game, but he's got two S's in Robert's son. So
hey, Norm.
Yes, Mike?
What?
I am the wolf.
Baseball player Carlos Duncan. It's 28.
Guys.
Who is he?
I look for you for baseball knowledge. When I hear a spare baseball player, I think, well, Mike or Greg will know.
I've never heard of him.
You are the worst baseball people in the world.
Nope, we're the best.
Hey, Corby.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, I'll call you later, man.
Okay.
Kevin.
He won't call you back.
Hey, by the way, ding dong.
Yeah.
When you want something for your show, don't call 20 minutes before you need it. Ben calls, hey,
why
man.
Why are we calling each other names?
In like four minutes, can you bring an acoustic guitar and a grand piano up here?
I believe.
Kevin.
Oh, my dude.
I don't know why we're calling each other names.
I believe Norm's trying to get a hold of somebody, hey,
Kevin,
if you don't mind.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, Norm. Go ahead.
Get rid of the bile.
Thanks, Norm.
When does Norm sleep?
Norm is so jolly today.
And, yes, in Chon Ho Park. He's 32.
Nice. He's a baseball player.
Yes, guys?
We're double dipping.
Okay, I'm going to, I know this will upset people. I'm going to stray from the normal format. Groobs, could you play a specific soundbite for me? I'd like to get hardline reaction on it. Groobs in there? God almighty.
According to cryptozoologists, the Mokele Mbembe has a deep hatred for the hippopotamus. It will kill a hippo on sight, but being a herbivore never eats it. History's mysteries.
All right, boys, what do you have to say for yourselves?
So the hippo is not the great beast?
Luanga Mbenga.
No, Rhines, it's the Mokele Mbembe.
Well, what is that?
Luanga Mbenga.
Hang on.
No, Rhines, no, it's the Mokele Mbembe.
Well, what is
Giacomo
that?
Giacomo.
Play that one more time. so Ryan's can get it down. He kept saying Mbombe Mbembe.
According to cryptozoologists, the Mokelium Bembe has a deep hatred for the hippopotamus.
Right.
It will kill a hippo on sight, but being a herbivore, never eats it.
So think about that. It just kills the hippo for show.
Right.
It's not even hungry.
The Mokelium Bembe.
Why was Channel 8's Michael Ray narrating that?
He works for History and Mysteries on the side.
Sounded just like Michael Ray of Channel 8.
What is this Mokelium Bembe?
It is a hippo killer. It is resides in the 50,000 square mile region of the Congo swamp forest. It is in fact a dinosaur that lives in that region. Now, there's never been any footage or pictures or bones of this creature.
See that?
But in fact, it exists.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
I saw it on TV.
The only time I've seen it on that, on History's Mysteries, and I saw it in a weird movie.
I thought
movie.
You just said there's no pictures of it.
No. It's been in movies.
Jeff Catlin.
You saw it on Jurassic Park.
I saw it in a baseball movie.
I saw one in Flower Mound.
Did you really? No, you didn't.
Yes.
That was a gar.
That was the alligator gar.
That's the Asian carp.
That was
so
the
anyways,
sports princess.
I just wanted to get your reaction. Okay, and boom, 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 dead
on this
day.
Wait, I'm still confused. It's a dinosaur-esque type creature, or it's like a stegosaur?
It's a dinosaur.
It's a dinosaur.
And why are you going, well, looky there, because you claim that they're still alive?
The dinosaurs got killed by a meteorite.
Not this
no,
one.
No, I don't claim that they're still alive. I just claim that they have value.
I watched that. I watched that on something on the Discovery Channel the other night.
It just rolls through the Congo eating on hippos, which you guys think are the top dog. I just wanted you to remind you of the Mokele Mbembe.
Give me the hippo.
No,
over.
Ryan's the Mokele Mbembe.
Or Chewbacca.
A Bigfoot.
Yeah.
More roughy.
I got to take the hippo in this, too, at the
Chewbacca's
end of the day.
Chewbacca's too domesticated.
He clearly the gun belt.
Although he doesn't wear a wristwatch like Bigfoot does.
Hey, Mike.
He
does. That's right.
Yes, Norm.
Do you like girls in bikinis?
Oh, yes.
Okay, really quick. I don't want to get fired. Dead on this day, Chad Atkins.
They can't
Dr.
fire you.
Get fired.
They can't fire you because there's nobody else to fill
Jeff
in.
I'm right. Program director.
You could go till 6, and they wouldn't. They'd be like, God, we just have no more filling guys.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me.
Because we're going to take our vacation, and somebody has to work.
That's a good point. Well, Ben, do you just want to sink this thing?
No.
Tyler?
Come on, Ben. Torch it.
That's why today doesn't suck.
Hey,
yeah, what's up, Norm?
What's that under your skirt?
Oh, jeez.
Coming up next, the baseball
Mike Tyson
show of record.
Called it quits.
I don't know. I just need to think. I need to do a lot of thinking and find out where my occupation is heading. And
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, needs P1 pugilists for a Dos Equis fight night, July 7th at The Village. If you want to kick someone's ass while under professional supervision, sign up now at theticket.com. Skinny or fat, short or tall, gay or not gay, we'll make the matchups even. But it's up to you to win the bout and score the booty.
The sweats are falling down, Ryan.
Zeki's Fight Night, July 7th at The Village. Brought to you by Diamonds by Drake, Caldwell & Son Men's Clothing, and the station that hits below the belt, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.